Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. In the fraud department, can I please have your first and last name?
Christina McAuliffe.
Thank you. And can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
53 Mandalay Drive, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12603.
Thank you. Let me see. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. My system is just loading. Give me one moment. Okay, repeat that shipping address for me one more time, please, ma'am.
53 Mandalay Drive, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12603.
Thank you. Okay. And your email address is mailiboo729@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, the phone number that I have on file is correct on file too. So on June 2nd, an order was done for $7.95 for a kitchen. Let me see.
I don't understand
this. A kitchen aid.
I didn't order anything. I would order a kitchen aid.
Okay,
this
so
is
what I'm...
You know, I'm getting nervous about this because this happened to me one other time before, okay? And they took a lot of money from my account. You know what I'm saying? So, and then when I just got a call back, it came up on my phone as a fraudulent call, you know, and I want to know how this happened. I really, really do. I mean, was this sent out on email, on phone call? How was this sent out? Do you know?
On my side, it does not show how it will be sent out, ma'am. It only shows your IP address. The order was done on a site done. trueproductforless.com. That is the site that the order was done through.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. That's wonderful. Now, how do I, you know.
You're saying that you didn't do the order. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud or forfeiture are pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you? Because you're saying that you didn't do the...
Wait a minute. Wait, a fine to who? Me?
Whoever placed the order without your authorization, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know because there's nobody here that would do something
Okay, that's
like
why
that.
We're going to investigate, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm going to call up my credit card company and I'm going to have them investigate too and I'm going to have them see. Okay, because there's something that's not right going on here now. Okay, if it's not your company or whoever did this, okay, somebody's intervening here and something is not going on the right way here. Okay, I didn't place this order. I didn't do this. Okay,
and now I
all
completely,
of a sudden, okay,
you
can
see.
Completely understand. Okay, but now how did your company get involved in this?
We're the company that billed you. We represent the company, ma'am.
Okay, so who is the company that supposedly did this and sent this? What is their number? Why can't I talk
to
them directly?
We represent the company, ma'am.
I want to talk to the company themselves. I want to talk to the company
who
supposedly
did it. corporate. Why? I'm sorry.
Why can't I talk to them? Why? Then something's not right here. Okay? Something fraudulent is going on here. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Okay? So nobody is going to tell me that I ordered anything because I have all these numbers here and I'm going to get the police
and
the FBI involved.
But we're not stating that.